Well, here I am. I'm back two times in one night. Wow. But I'm still back in my recliner chair, sitting back here and relaxing in my backyard, my brand new recliner chair in the house, my old one I'm sitting in still, and the Disneyland, because I'm in Anaheim, the Disneyland fireworks are going off. So I thought, you know what? There are things that people don't know about Disneyland in Anaheim. I'll probably be killed for saying this, but the people in the black suits will come and take me away. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody knows this. The Disneyland fireworks go off. Now, I live on the west side of Disneyland, and you could say that's the good side, because when the wind blows in from the ocean, it blows all of the Disneyland fireworks that go off at about 9:40 at night. What time is it now? How come it's going off at 8:13? I guess that's the Pirates of the Caribbean part or something. But the big main fireworks that go off at 9:40. You know what? Maybe it goes off earlier on school nights. Oh well, I forget. I should know. I had a business right across the street from it for a very long time. But my house is a little farther away. But the sky lights up and the fireworks go off. You can see them clear from here. They used to be right across the street from my business, so it was like right outside my window on my fifth floor. You could see fireworks. It was so fun to see them out there, and they're really spectacular. And over here, I can see them. They're off in the distance. But anyway, I live on the west side of Disneyland, so the east side of Disneyland gets all of the smoke and all of the stuff. It, you know, comes sometimes it comes down in their yards. And the smoke goes down in their house, you know, like it just settles down if the wind's blowing just right or whatever. The reason I know that, a friend of mine who was a Boy Scout leader lived on the other side over there. And I used to watch it, too. I could see the smoke going in that direction. But, yeah, people on that side, on the east side of Disneyland, complained about it. But, of course, you can't, you know, beat City Hall. You can't beat Disneyland. But, you know, those are some of the things that, you know, the fireworks and everything they do over there, it's like huge. I mean, everything is green and everything is very watered, that's for sure. Make it very beautiful. And largest parking lot, I used to be right across the street, so I'd see these lights on in this the largest parking lot in the world in all hours of the night. But, you know, makes a lot of people happy. And they, you know, Anaheim has its own electrical, dog barking, Anaheim has its own electrical plant or something. They make their own electricity and have their own water. So Anaheim's very smart as far as running a city like a business. So a lot of good things to say. Ooh, I think that was a mosquito. Something landed on me. Somebody's walking by out there. But anyway, that's one thing. A lot of times when those fireworks go off, since they're so close to Ball Road there, sometimes the stuff from the fireworks hits a car, and sometimes people don't know what it is, but then sometimes people do, and they call Disneyland, and then Disneyland will fix the car. They will do what they have to do to fix it. So if you're driving by Disneyland, that's something to remember in the back there by Ball Road. Yeah, and it's funny too, because I on my fifth floor window, I used to watch them with binoculars over there when they set the fireworks off. They set it off right by a big parking lot there for the employees back there by the offices, that big green, really cool building on Ball Road and the freeway there, the 5 freeway. But I used to watch them up binoculars, and they'd all be dressed in black. And then any fires or anything, they'd put them out, you know, and they got so many trees and things growing there. They're powerful, powerful fireworks. And sometimes they'd go off too soon, and so you'd see all the flames down at the bottom there, and then they'd be running all over to put out the fires. There's all kinds of things that people don't, like, know. Well, now you have a little inside information. Not inside. No, I'm not inside. A little neighborhood information. Oh, there's lots of stories, but I don't want to be killed, so I'm just kidding. They don't kill me. They won't. Will they? Oh, my God. Never mind.